Blog Talk Radio.
Unfortunately, you are not ready for me.
blessings. You're listening into Conversations with the Queen, where we value a conscious and holistic approach to life and self-improvement. We often focus on psychological, spiritual, and emotional balance, but we discuss any and everything that pertains to bettering ourselves. So on today's show, we will be discussing the Black Swan Temple featuring Heather. But before we get into that, I would love to invite you to visit conversationswiththequeen.blogspot.com, where you can catch exclusive articles and information that pertain to the show. Also, don't forget that if you miss the show, you can always check us out on the archives here on blogtalkradio.com/109-9PennStation. Again, that's blogtalkradio.com/109-9PennStation. You can also check us out on Facebook, which is our facebook.com/conversationswiththequeen. And you can check us out on YouTube, which is youtube.com/CWTQUpdate. And you can check out all our exclusive video content there. Okay, I hope everybody had an awesome and wonderful weekend, and it was restful, and everything went blessed. All right, we're going to introduce things with our weekly affirmation, and this week's affirmation goes, I am steady and responsible in my rise. I take all great gifts with attitude and work hard to maintain the positive path that I am on. I am grateful, guided, and blessed. I acknowledge and thank my ancestors, angels, and spiritual guides. Ashe. All right. The yoga pose of the month is the reclining hero pose. The benefits of this pose is that it stretches the abdomen, thighs, and deep hip flexors, the knees and the ankles, strengthens the arches, and improves digestion. It helps to relieve symptoms of menstrual pain. So it's a really, really great pose. If you want to learn more about how to get to that and get into it and add that to your yoga regimen, just go to conversationswiththequeen.blogspot.com, where we have a step-by-step informational article on how to incorporate the pose into your yoga regimen. All right, so without further ado, we're going to bring on our guest for tonight. Heather, are you on the line?
I am on the line. Greetings, Queen.
Greetings.
Thank you so much for having me on your show, and love the work that you're sharing and doing. It's so necessary and potent. Thank you. Beautiful.
Of course, of course. Well, we're so grateful to have you. For my listeners who might not be familiar with who you are, give them a little bit of insight into who you are and what you do.
Sure. So my name is Heather Salmon. I am an ordained priestess of a few different lineages. One is Isis. I'm ordained into the Temple of Isis and the Fellowship of Isis, which has over 40,000 members worldwide. And I'm also an ordained Essene minister through the Church of the Essenes. And you might be aware that Jesus and Mary and Joseph were Essenes. So Essene was pre-Christianity, basically. So based on the Essene gospel piece, I teach and study called the Black Swan Temple, which marries both these lineages. The Essene lineage, to me, is like masculine structure with the Ascetic and Isis teachings and the ritual and magic and ceremony. And then also bring in some other teachings, like the Taoist practices, the sound healer as well, and a medium, and I do energy healing and working with groups and cleanses and prayer formants and ordaining others to be priests and priestesses.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Awesome. Your phone is breaking up just a little bit, I just want everybody to be able to hear you clearly when you're speaking, so I don't know if you can move into a different place or trying to get that a little bit clearer.
Yes, so I'm in the middle of the rainforest here in Maui.
So okay.
It could be, it's raining a little bit, but not too bad. Is that stronger
now?
Yeah,
actually really clear now, so
that's
okay, awesome.
Great.
Mm-hmm. All right. So you spoke a little bit, you mentioned, I believe you mentioned something about Swan, but what is the Black Swan Temple, and, you know, what services do you offer? Let the listeners know a little bit about that.
So the Black Swan Temple, we're a mystery school, I call it a modern-day mystery school for ancient future mystics, mm-hmm. for men and for women. And we do a number of things. We have an ordination program where we mm-hmm. take people through. We're doing it mostly online now with conference calls. Mm-hmm. So it's about a 10-month program to go through our program, studying the work of the Essenes, the work of Isis. You develop your it's a lot of healing work we do. So learning mm-hmm. how to heal and cleanse your own being and body, and then work with others and work with places and the planet and the grid, mm-hmm. and develop your psychic abilities and learn how to work with mm-hmm. dreams and astral travel and your angels, your guides. So it's a comprehensive school where we really help people to come into their own mastery and their own divinity and find their own ministry. We work with a lot of artists, a lot of creative people, young people who really are talented and have gifts but really want to come forth in the world in a really powerful way that they have spiritual tools to utilize to help them along their way. So the spiritual toolkit is really can be very powerful. These tools are very, very powerful and very handy. I mean, knowing how mm-hmm. to cleanse and clear a space, knowing how to work with people, learning how to speak in compassionate ways. Compassionate mm-hmm. communication is a big facet of what we teach as well. So we have the Mystery School, which can be gone through guided mystery school, and part of it is done, as I said, online and through conference calls. And then we have an intensive meeting in Northern California in July. And mm-hmm. There is the Temple of Isis, which is also in Northern California. It's the largest physical temple of Isis in the world, most active. And so I am a priestess of that lineage, mm-hmm. so we go and do work with them as well. And so that's our mystery school and ministry. And then we also do cleanses. So we do these guided cleanses 2-3 times a year. We call them mm-hmm. Cleanse for Peace with the Amazon Herb products. And the Amazon Herb products are some of the most purest products in the world. They come from the Amazon, from the Shipibo people. They are all sustainably farmed and working directly with the Shipibo people. And so it's really the prophecy of the eagle and the condor that we're fulfilling by utilizing these amazing products, because we're helping to preserve the rainforest and create mm-hmm. More awareness about what is happening with the deforestation. Because, as you know, the rainforest gives us 50% of our oxygen, and it's going to be, at the rate we're going, 80% deforested by 2020. So it's mm-hmm. really critical that we have this connection with the rainforest and the indigenous people to preserve our planet for our children mm-hmm. and people and others to come. So our guided cleanse is over 2 weeks, and we do a series of 6 conference calls, and the calls are all free. So you just buy the cleanse kit, and then you get all this added bonus material. So we do 6 calls with talking with the rainforest and really guiding you to how to design the cleanse for yourself to mm-hmm. empower yourself, because we recognize through at all levels. So some people have never cleansed before, some people are regular cleansers. We're not trying to tell you necessarily how to do it. We're giving you guidelines. So often people go from, you know, eating a meat-based diet to a much more plant-based diet mm-hmm. and figuring out what their allergies are through process of elimination and education and coming out of the cleanse a lot stronger. So our next cleanse for peace is May 14th to 28th. If anyone wants to get on that, you can visit the blackswantemple.org and look under, so it's blackswantemple.org/cleanse, C-L-E-N-S-E. And it's under our events. So that's another thing, a project that we have. And other project that we have is we're performance healing artists. So we do sound healing, music, mm-hmm. sacred music, and ceremony, all integrated. Okay. And we work a lot around the full moons and the new moons and the quarter holidays and the cross-quarter holidays, holy days, which are, of course, the solstices and the equinoxes and any other special days that are emerging. And we're just about to head into a series of eclipses. So we do these live events, and we do them all over. We're based in Maui right now, but we travel and we spend a lot of time in California, and we're about to head out on a big summer tour all the way over to the East Coast in Canada. And they're quite well received. So we bring forth, you know, sound healing, which I play mm-hmm. crystal singing bowls, and we integrate that with whatever the theme is of the moon or of the equinox or solstice to educate and align us more closely with the cycles of nature, with Mother Earth, connecting more deeply. And then we offer classes as well in sound healing, where we take people through really educating and exploring from the chakra system. Each chakra has a color, frequency, a node, a sound, a lesson, mm-hmm. and when it's in balance, it can empower us. When we talk about that powerful place is when it's in balance, and when it's out of balance, what that might show up as. And then I also teach about the organs. Each organ also, our organs hold emotional energy. For example, the liver can hold, the liver detoxes the body, and liver and gallbladder, and it's sort of balanced with that, then it can hold the blood for gallstones. So we go through all the organs and really help people to understand the organ system and our bodies, what's holding what expresses what, how can we move this energy. And we also have all these available on CDs if anyone's mm-hmm. interested in that. Yeah. So that's awesome. Some of what we do. DNA activations and avatar activations and sound healing rituals. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sounds great. Sounds really awesome. I also posted the links that you mentioned in the chat if anybody's interested, as well as they will be posted on the blog. So you can check it out either through the blog, or you can check it out through the live chat that we have going on here on Blog Talk Radio. All right, so you talked a little bit about the Black Swan Temple, you know, yourself and the services that you offer and the healing work that you do there. An interesting question to me is, how was the Black Swan Temple founded, and what was the inspiration behind it?
The Black Swan Temple was founded legally in 2010. And when I became an ordained esteemed minister, I received two gifts. I received two black swan statues from two different people.
Mm-hmm.
So it was very interesting to me. So I was like, oh, this is one of my totems. This is the black swan. And then I became a priestess of Isis, who is also a winged one.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, it's Nuit, the goddess of the mother nut, or Nuit, and
mm-hmm.
and Isis, the wing,
mm-hmm.
And the goddess Isis is considered the mother of our universe, and Nuit or Nut is considered her mother, the universal sky.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how the name the Black Swan Temple came to me,
mm-hmm.
and then we became founded as a nonprofit organization to do humanitarian work
mm-hmm.
in 2009, actually. So we've been continuing to develop, and we're rolling out the great
Institute. Awesome. Mm-hmm. Okay. Hello?
Yes.
Okay, just checking, because we went out a little bit there. All right, that's great. Really awesome. Really awesome. I like how, you know, you came up with the name. And the name's very unique and very, you know, catchy. People are like, what's this Black Swan Temple you're talking about? I was like, you got to tune in to find out. So definitely, you know, it sounds very healing and it sounds mystical. So I definitely like the resonance of the name. So what inspired you personally to get involved in the healing arts?
When I was a teenager, well, I think, first of all, I just need to present and thank my family and my ancestors, because
mm-hmm.
my father was a surgeon and a healer himself.
Mm-hmm.
He was Canada's first black surgeon. I'm of Jamaican descent, and my family moved to Canada, so my dad became a surgeon, and my mother was also a healer. She was in her own way, but she was more of a civil rights movement.
Mm-hmm.
She became a politician in Canada and did a lot of work in the 70s and 80s around rights for visible minorities, women, children. So they were both healers, really. And then I had an aunt who was my godmother, who was a mystic and astrologer, and she was doing my chart from the time I was born, basically,
mm-hmm.
sending me a place every year, sending me an astrology magazine. I had my own subscription when I was 7 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So, but by the time I got to be late in teens, I went to college. My father really wanted me to. I was interested in dance and fashion and performing, and he was like, no, you need to go to business school. So I did, and I do have a degree in commerce and economics, but I found myself feeling kind of lost and a little depressed and disconnected at that time. And so I, Spirit just really guided me and said that I knew that peace began within, which is one of the Essene tenets. In the scenes, we believe we have a sevenfold path of peace, creating peace with the body, peace with the mind, peace with the spirit, the family, the earth, the universe. It's like a full-time job, and I really got that message very young, so
mm-hmm.
I immediately started cleansing and fasting when I was about 17
mm-hmm.
years old, and began on that path, and then I had worked actually for the NBA for a while, the National Basketball Association, and the Toronto Raptors startup, and then I was still being called into being more on camera, so my life kind of ended up taking me to Hollywood, where I was an actress, and I did a lot of national commercials and television shows and all that. But while I was in Hollywood, I would work, and then I would study healing arts because I knew that I was interested in bridging healing and performing
mm-hmm.
arts. Yeah. And so I started, I didn't know how I was going to do it, but I thought, you know what, we need some alternatives out here to these images that are so violent and dysfunctional and it was seen that I was being thrown in front of the camera all the time. So I was like, okay, let's make good use of this. Mm-hmm. And so that's how I wound up as an ordained minister. I found my teacher, Reverend Lynn Harriet DeVerges, in Los Angeles, the Church of Eucene. She lived in the Crenshaw area at the time. Mm-hmm. And I was taken to her by one of my coaches, a really well-known African-American actress, Michelle Shea, who took me under her wing, and she introduced me to Reverend Lynn, and I was studying with Reverend Lynn, and I was like, well, this is all great, what you're doing, and I said, what lineage is this? And then she said, the Essenes. I'm like, this is the Essenes, because to me, that was very deep and meaningful, going back all the way to the Essenes. So I asked her, I encouraged her to take a few of us through the whole path, which is about a five-year journey of study, because she was not really doing it at the time. But so we were the last group that she, I believe, has taken through the whole journey through the practitioner's program and the ministry program, and it took me about 5 years to complete the work.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of how I ended up.
Very interesting.
Uh-huh.
Very multi-talented, and that's very important, you know, to bring out the aspects, like you said, of combining the performing arts and the healing arts and uniting them, because they really both, you know, they are supposed to be in sync, and, you know, they can be utilized for great healing. So it's great that you recognize that. We have 33 minutes left on the live stream. For the moment, we are going to take a quick commercial break, a quick song and commercial break, and we will be right back. And shortly after, we will open up the queue to take questions. And the call-in number is 917-932-8881. Again, 917-932-8881. And if you are already on the call-in queue, all you have to do is raise your hand by pressing 1. Okay, so we're going to get into these commercials, and we will be right back.
Ladies, it's Israel the Poet. Do you love stylish jewelry but are also health and spiritually conscious? Many stylish pieces contain metals and plastics which can irritate the skin and do absolutely nothing for the spirit. So why not be in style while aiding your spirit? Gemini Creations presents Angel Wings, our newest earring line that infuses radiant feather earrings with angelic spiritual gemstones. So look great while aiding your spirit. To check them out, visit GeminiCreations.com. That's GeminiCreations.com. Like us on Facebook. That's Facebook.com/GeminiCreations. Or you can contact Tay Queen through TayQueen@Hotmail.com. That's TayQueen@Hotmail.com. Peace and blessings, always.
Having trouble losing weight? Feeling tired, sluggish, unhealthy, and stressed? Peace, family. This is Tay Queen here to tell you about the Inside Body 30-Day Challenge. This incredible health and weight loss program is designed uniquely for your body chemistry. This treatment plan corrects your vitamin and mineral deficiencies, restoring your body, mind, and spirit back to optimum health and wellness, creating a happier and more harmonious you. All for an affordable one-time program fee of $75, which includes an individualized whole-body meal treatment. Also try the Inside Body Herbal Garden Tea Formulas. These all-natural tea formulas can be used as a daily supplement to increase weight loss by cleansing the digestive system organs, as well as buildup of mucus and regulating your body's elimination. So order your teas today for the reasonable price of $15 per half-ounce bag, shipping and handling included. For more information on how to get started on your challenge or to learn more about our garden tea formulas, visit www.insidebodybyconcier.com. That's www.insidebodybyconcier.com. Contact Inside Body through the email conciersauce@ymail.com. Call them at 717-943-5025. Or like them on facebook.com/HealEyeSelf. That's HealEyeSelf. Don't forget to mention you heard about the challenge through Conversations with the Queen and receive your free tea formula when you sign up. So stay healthy, stay motivated, and most importantly, stay woke.
I stay woke.
1, 2, 1, 2.
The Dick Gregory and Queen Afua Cruise. As a conscious alternative to the traditional Thanksgiving holiday, you are cordially invited to the 2013 Feast of Gratitude Cruise with Dick Gregory and Queen Afua. Call Alicia today at 888-636-5222. 888-636-5222. The Dick Gregory and Queen Afua Cruise. 888-636-5222.
here live with our guest, Heather Thalman, and we are discussing the Black Swan Temple and the healing arts programs that they have going on there and everything about the lovely, wonderful healing sister who is doing an awesome job describing to us all the wonderful services they have available as well as sharing in her life experiences. So peace and welcome back, sister. We are definitely here. We do have 24 minutes left on the live stream, and we will be taking calls very, very shortly. Again, the call number is 917-932-8881. If you have any comments or questions that do pertain to the show, don't feel shy. Definitely call in with your comments and questions. But before we get into that, we're going to continue the interview portion of the show. So we just spoke briefly a little bit about the journey that inspired you to become a healer. So what are some things that you really learned through your own internal healing process and your own cleansing process?
Wow, that we are always cleansing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we are always cleansing, and I think that in the modern world, we have had, especially over the past, 100 years, 200 years, there's been such a focus on building and developing and acquiring, but mm-hmm. we are very shy and not really aligned with the healing, the cleansing process, because the cycle of life, those birth, life, growth, and then we hospice the death, and we have to let go. So I think the letting go process is obviously very challenging for people, and that's what initially drew me to offer new moon ceremonies. A lot of people do full moon ceremonies, but I have been leading new moon ceremonies for about 15 years, and I think it's a very important time every month to take stock and to consciously release and give thanks for all that's no longer serving us, and do it in a more skilled and elegant way. And then align with what we're wanting to create and manifest in our life. So I think it's that releasing process that it can be so challenging and difficult, and especially when fear comes up, and how to deal with our belief system and our thoughts and attitudes when we are in the face of that. So I've learned some wonderful techniques to deal with transforming belief systems in particular.
Very great. Awesome. How do you feel and view, how do you feel about and view the shift of consciousness that's taking place on the planet right now? And what do you feel that your role and your organization's role is in that transition?
We definitely are experiencing a big, big transition on the planet. I have been, led to, guided all the way over here to Maui, to Hawaii, to be in the rainforest, literally. So I've kind of left the big cities, and now I'm living more on a sustainable piece of land, because I think that part of my role is to plug into nature and really reestablish that connection. When we are connected to nature, it feeds us and strengthens us, and we can cleanse much more easily and deeply, and then we become like a powerful conduit of healing for others, like a beacon of light that's much more aligned. So, some people are going kicking and screaming and in denial about the transformation and changes that are needing and wanting to happen. I'm also a Pachamama Alliance, Awakening the Dreamer, Changing the Dream facilitator, and in that we recognize that our mission is to bring forth a peaceful, sustainable, just world that is thriving and works for everyone. And so we really look at the systems that aren't serving us and that haven't been working. And being in a toxic world where the food supply is largely poisonous, that the mainstream has been in using. I mean, if we want to look at the statistics of that, they say every child is going to be diabetic in the next 30 years if we don't change our ways. And so we are on a path to self-depopulation. Mm-hmm. So I believe part of my role is to be, I'm almost 50 years old, so to be...
Look great, girl. Look great.
Thank you. Thank you. And that's what people usually say. They're like, you're how old? What? And so that in itself is a demonstration of my belief system and my practice, mm-hmm. my spiritual practices. So being that example and being that, and saying, hey, well, this is what I do, you try it, see how it works for yourself. And because everyone wants to look good and feel good and be happy, basically. So I think that is my role, is to help to create the systems and the schools and the programs as people are ready to take back their health and their well-being, and we're ready to honor the planet because we really are at a critical point with the planet. It's not just our resource, place to go get as much, deplete the planet of resources just to continue building an economy. We need to really radically transform our ways if we're going to have our planet for future generations to come. And we are at a tipping point now where we really need to wake up to this. And so I love to give examples of alternative ways that are, sustainable and that are healthy and vibrant and embody that and live that and share it to inspire others that knowing that it's possible and to know that, yes, there are other ways of being and living on the planet.
Exactly. I feel like the key point is understanding that it's a holistic consciousness. I feel like certain people in certain groups try to focus in on one thing or another thing. And like you said, it's mind, body, spirit, and our connection to the planet, as well as our families, emotions, all these different things play their role in our holistic consciousness. And I feel like once that consciousness moves holistically, it's going to automatically check other major areas or symptoms of the problem, because the symptoms are, a lot of people like to address the symptoms first rather than address the root cause of the symptoms. Like a lot of people like to really get extreme about the environment and the planet, and there's nothing wrong with being passionate about protecting the planet, but what must be understood is once the individuals that live on the planet, once their consciousness is transformed into a higher elevation, you naturally acquire respect for nature because you now see that it is a part of the manifestation of the Most High and an extension of yourself. So you naturally begin to acquire a level of respect for the things around you. You become more sensitive as a being holistically, physically, mentally, and spiritually. And, just certain environments are not going to be able to last because people will not be resonating on that frequency. Like you said, you had to move out of the larger city because it was no longer, serving a higher purpose on your path for the time being, and you had to go back to nature and reconnect and do those things. So I feel that those are really, really integral parts of transforming our consciousness. And like you said, you are really, really helping with bringing in this information and this science in such a simplistic way that makes it easier, more accessible to more people. All right, we have 15 minutes left on the live stream. I would like to start taking calls, so if you have any comments or questions and you are on the line, just raise your hand by pressing 1. If not, you can call in. The call-in number is 917 832-8881. If not, we'll just continue the conversation. So definitely chime in and let your voices be heard. All right, in the meantime, while they gather their questions and comments, there is a word that you use, and prayer formants. And I, you know, it's catchy. I like to make up and create words as well. Mm-hmm. So I really, really like that use of creativity and saying that. So what is a prayer formant? What is that? What is that experience?
So our performance is we set a sacred space. We offer always an invocation, honoring the directions, honoring our spirit, our guides, our ancestors, really calling that in and presencing, okay, we are here together, you know, wherever two or more gather, there in lies the midst is spirit. So, we have a powerful opportunity to work together to transform energy and raise the vibration. So we are very conscious and aware of that. So our performances have usually take you through an opening invocation and presencing whatever energies we're working with now and honoring the directions and the elements. And I like to honor the elements and the directions in a way that we recognize them within. So the east, we call in the element of air, which is what we breathe in into our lungs, and it's also associated with our heart chakras. And then the south is the fire and the transformational energy of growth, and that is the energy of our solar plexus. We have fire in our solar plexus. And then we go to the west, and we call in the element of water, and that drops us down to our sacral chakra in the our emotional bodies. And I like to presence all these within and without. And then the north, the earth is the root chakra, and the animals and our ancestors and the ancient ones who knew how to live in peace and harmony on the land. And then we'll call from the above, the angelic realm, the ascended masters, the cosmic hierarchy, our guides, our teachers, and then below, honoring the earth and the ancestors of the earth, and calling forth the spirit of Mama Gaia, Pachamama, Mother Earth, the Aina, and they say in Maui. So we draw all those energies together, and we recognize that through that invocation, that we are connected to everything. We are everything. We are Earth. and then from there, and then if there's a special day, you know, we'll talk about the energies of the day or the time, like the new moons. Then when the moon is a new moon, that means the sun and the moon are in the same sign. So it's super powerful. So we just have the new moon in Aries. So we'll talk about those Aries energies because to me, as we move through the zodiac, it's like moving through the 12 disciples, the 12 disciplines, the 12 houses. Those are the 12 teachers, and we are all affected by all of them. And so it's good to bring in the wisdom and understanding, and they all affect, again, they correspond to our chakra system. So the fire of Aries or the loving heart energies of Cancer. And so we'll work with music and sound healing in a way that deepens our connection and understanding of that. And we usually do a release process. So whether it's being here in Hawaii, I've been sitting with some kahunas and really honor the elders, and they have a practice called Ho'oponopono, which means to make things right, bring things back in balance and harmony, because they believe that if we are out of balance with each other, if we are holding grudges and being in anger with others, then we're really holding, we're tying our energy to them, sending out these cords, and we can't really be whole and complete. So it's necessary to have this practice to cut those cords and send out forgiveness and gather your energy back and send the other person their energy back. So this practice of releasing and letting go, we always do some sort of practice around that. And the Ho'oponopono I work with a lot, so we do a chant and do different levels of forgiveness for yourself, with your family, for our family lineages. We can do clearings for our whole family lineage. So,
very powerful.
Yeah, and then and then our family of humanity, because we're really one family here. My understanding is we're one race. It's the human race. We're different ethnicities, but there's only one race. So, you know, the Hopi prophecy says that when the earth is ravaged and the animals are dying, there will come a tribe of people from all walks of life, all colors and ages, all places, and through their actions and words, they will restore the earth to her former beauty, and they will be known as the warriors of the rainbow. So that's us. It's all people who want to come together on this heart level for true healing. And we need to offer Ho'oponopono to the earth, because we have polluted her, damaged her in some areas, in ways, obviously. And also, for any ways we need to forgive the earth for, displacing our family through her earth changes, and to any other beings out there or places. So it's a way of clearing karma. And then from there, we usually go into a practice of a journeying practice. I'll play my crystal bowls, and we'll either activate our avatar selves. There's five gates of power that open us to our higher senses and skills and abilities, and we can kind of time travel through the astral to other spaces and places in time, or down our timeline to meet your future self, 3-5 years down your timeline, see what's happening, see what gifts they have for you, knowledge. So these are all kind of our avatar abilities that are reminding people that you can do this anytime for yourself. But I like to introduce it through our ceremonies. And then we'll close with offering prayers for the earth and offering energy to the earth, like what do we want to plant now, what do we want to see grow and nourished for the entire planet, and recognize that there's, you know, only one planet here. When we look at it from the inside out, it's like what affects one part affects all of the earth, so offer healing and unification for our entire family of humanity.
Definitely.
Yeah.
So let the audience know one last time, because we do only have 8 minutes left on the live stream. Let the audience know about any contact information, upcoming events, projects, baths, cleanses, healing gatherings, anything you want to talk about.
Okay, great. Well, for our website, please visit. We have two websites. So the first one is blackswantemple.org, blackswantemple.org, and that has all of our temple projects on it. And our other website is more of our performance website. It's called mysticalalchemy.net, mysticalalchemy.net. alchemy.net, and it has a lot of our music on there you can listen to for free and all that. And both of them have links to, we have 18 CDs that you can download, and I have a hypno sound healing yoga. I teach yoga as well, yoga DVD. And then events coming up here in Maui, we've got regularly scheduled events, but more global events would be, we have our Cleanse for Peace on May 14th to the 28th using the Amazon Herb products, and you can find out that information on the blackswantemple.org website, and that is going to be a really wonderful cleanse. And then we have a retreat coming up at Harbin Hot Springs in Northern California, July 4th to 8th. Intensive, so hands-on healing, psychic development, a nice 5-day intensive. And then we have another intensive for compassionate communication. We call it the Compassionate Warrior, coming up also in Northern California in August 29th to September 2nd. And then, as I said, we're rolling out our online mystery school that you will be able to join. Again, we just started a group, but we will be starting another group again shortly in a couple months. So visit our website and join us on our email list to get to stay up to date. And we send out weekly little inspirational hypno sound healing videos with our original music and meditations or songs or, yeah. So you can sign up for that and find those on our Black Swan Temple website as well.
Awesome. That is so wonderful and healing. So definitely go and check that out again. Those two websites are blackswantemple.org and mysticalalchemy.net. They are up on the blog site as well as in the live chat. So if you need to go get them there, if you're not in the live chat, you can definitely come on over to conversationswiththequeens@blogspot.com, and we do have the websites up there. Definitely make sure you get in contact with the sister if you're interested in the cleanses and the healing processes that she's mentioned. Very powerful information, very powerful works, and I commend you, sister, for carrying them out and being so diligent and following your life path, because there are a lot of people who are called, but there are few people who make the choice to go forward on their journeys and fulfill their destinies as they are supposed to be healers. So thank you so much for coming on and being a part of Conversations with the Queen.
Thank you so much, Queen, for your beautiful work and service. It's been an honor and pleasure to be on your show today. I'm wishing you many blessings on your journey.
Thank you. Same to you as well. So peace and blessings. Peace. All right. You have been listening into Conversations with the Queen. We do air every Monday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Please, please, please tune in for next week's show. It is our annual show on sexual abuse. We are definitely going to address this topic. We're going to have some powerful panelists coming on, doctors. We're going to have sexual abuse victim recoveries and their stories, and just so much great information and knowledge. I'm passionate about the topic, as many do know. So please come back next week and join us for that powerful, powerful show. A couple announcements before we do go off air. I would like to invite everybody who is not familiar to get familiar with the Sister Cher, who we did have on the show a couple months back, speaking on her upcoming documentary project that she's putting together. But she's doing a very, very special service for the community, and she is offering what we call vision classes, which are free services in which we can begin to utilize the collective consciousness that we harness to in order to manifest our dreams and our visions. So definitely, definitely get in contact with that. That's facebook.com/vision classes. I will have more information about that up on the blog, so visit us there on conversationswiththequeens@blogspot.com. Also, a big announcement for Gemini Creations. We've recently launched our new shop, .com marketplace. And again, that's Gemini Creations, G-E-M-I-N-E-Y-E Creations, newshop.com. So definitely go check us out there as well. And you can always catch us on GeminiCreations.com. So thank you all for listening in. I hope this was a healing session for everybody. I hope we all learned something. And peace and blessings to you all. Much love. I'm going to take it out with this lovely song, Supernova by Joy Jones.